Okay, now we're going to move quickly, right? When I'm ready, okay. We're going to move the point in Sprockets Where We Dance, another inscrutable joke which no one will understand except me. And I have four questions, and I will ask in turn our four distinguished scientists, I say it like it's a joke, but it's true, to come up and validate the answers. And that means I hurt my arm to throw a T-shirt up to the person who gets the right answer. So we'll start with Dennis. Dennis, if you could please approach the stage. Okay, here's the question. How hard can you throw? that's a good administrator trick. Always answer a question with a question. I share that with you guys for free. What percentage of patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease identified intolerable breathing discomfort as a primary reason for stopping exercise? Way in back, I couldn't hear you.
63.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct, Dennis? Oh, that's very good. That's a very athletic throw. Yeah. And from Dan's talk, there are three tools that a researcher uses to learn more about severe thunderstorms. What are those three tools?
Observation, numerical model, and,
yeah.
Observation and numerical model and satellite data, radar.
Well, I can't give it to you because the satellite is the observation. It's a type of observation. There's one other type of model. Yes. So can you say all of them? Okay. Yes. You got it.
Oh, another. Hey, careful with our students, Dan. Okay, and from Boz's talk, and Boz did quite a nice setup of this, actually, so I'll just repeat how he did it. What is the fundamental paradox in trying to date early branches on the tree of life? Right in the middle.
You're not quite sure, like, how old the thing is because you're assuming it's ancient, but it might not be ancient.
Oh, can you be more specific? What do you mean by ancient?
Okay, like the sulfur-reducing organism, you're assuming it's the most ancient thing, but it's...
Great.
Very good. Thank you, Boz. And for our final toss of T-shirt from...
Only the front row can...
No, I get to call out. Actually, it's quite pathetic because... Anyway, I'm not going to tell those stupid stories. So from Sarah's talk, oh, this is an easy one, though. How are songbirds and humans similar? Right in the front here.
Males try to impress females.
True, but
a little farther up.
Things that we like are partially genetic and partially conditioned.
Yep.
Well done. Thank you all, and thanks to the. I just want to briefly thank our organizers. I come here as kind of a straight man, but there's a fair bit of work done to organize, done by the staff at Dawson Hall, by Science Undergraduate Society and Redpath Museum. Please chat with the professors outside. Thank you very much. We'll see you next bat time, next bat channel.